Hi, I'm Emily Dunleavy, and this is Kids So Hard. Kids So Hard is a podcast for kids by kids. It's time to put those videos down and podcasts up. Before I introduce my guests, make sure you tell parents and friends to subscribe to Dad So Hard podcast to get all our special episodes of Kids So Hard. Your parents can send me a tweet at Dad So Hard podcast using hashtag Kids So Hard. Now we welcome Shayna. So let's begin. I know Shayna because you're my friend at school. Yeah. So have you been? I know you like to do plays and stuff, right?
You have to answer.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, like, do you have a favorite play?
No, not really. I like all the plays we do.
Oh. That's nice.
You talk to
are
her. She's looking for
you. You watching any like good TV shows or
we watch whatever's on and we don't like we try not to watch as much TV.
Yeah.
Tell her about the theater.
We created a theater in our basement so that we can do the shows.
Really? That's cool. Is it like a scene?
Yes, it's like a mini stage with curtains.
That's cool. So, I know it's going to be your first year going to sleepaway camp. So, are you excited or, like, are you nervous?
I'm really excited, not that nervous.
Yeah. I'm excited, too, because it's my first year going to this year if we get to go. And
yes.
I know you, like...
Where are you going for sleepaway camp?
I'm going to Lindenmere. It's in Pennsylvania. Where are you going?
I'm going to Watito.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I know you like plays. We talked about that. But do you like anything else?
I like to play tennis, but we haven't gotten to do that yet.
Yeah, I like soccer. Because I just am good at it. Have you tried anything new this week? Because I can say what I've done.
I don't think I've tried anything new this week.
Oh, I've taught myself this week how to skateboard.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's like a plastic one, so it's not like a legit one. My mom said she'll buy me one today or some.
It's still really cool.
Yeah. Because I've been playing with my friends on it. We're keeping distance, but we're still playing together in our neighborhood. Also, for my show, I like to watch Lego Masters. Do you have a favorite board game?
I like to play Mancala a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Mangala. I can't say it. Is it like
that? Mancala.
Okay, that game, okay, what Shayna said, is like a game where you have marbles, right? Something, it's like stones.
They're like stones, yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost like pebbles.
Yeah, pebbles, that's the right word. And then you have to like move them around and then whoever has the most wins. That's a good way of explaining it. So what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is probably white or pink.
Oh, I like pink and white, too. Do you have any, like, fun toys that you're really playing with or you like to play with?
Not really.
Oh.
Like, stuffed animals sometimes.
Yeah, those are fun. Like, what have you been doing to pass time these days?
Me and my mom have been cooking. And we've been renovating our basement.
Oh, that's fun. I love cooking because you can make literally whatever you want.
It's really cool. We've also been painting a lot of things.
Oh, that's nice. I like to paint. I have a whole wall in my basement of paintings and art things I made.
I remember when I came over to your house and we painted.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I sort of remember that, but sort of don't.
I don't remember what I painted, but I remember I did paint something.
Yeah. Do you, have you been playing outside?
Yes, I've been playing outside a lot.
Same. And when I say that, I mean I've been riding my skateboard a lot since I've learned how.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And also, like, my neighborhood has, like, two hills, so I can go down those and then come up them back to my house. Do you like school online more than school?
I definitely like school where I can interact with people more than online.
Yeah, me too, because you don't really get to hang out with your friends, and, like, you're in a house, so, like, when you're with your friends, you're technically not. You're just on, like, a phone, iPad, computer, like, something, a device is the right word to say.
And if you have a question, you can't really speak to your teacher as much.
Exactly. Like, my teacher, we did Zoom, like we're doing now. We did a Zoom meeting, like my whole class. It didn't go so well. Everyone was having like problems. She tried to read and she would tilt her head when reading, and then we couldn't really hear her. So it was like,
My teacher didn't read. She just talked to us.
That's good. Like, at least you're saying hi to them, because it's been at least like 3 weeks or so.
We had to mute our microphones any time anyone else was speaking.
Yeah. It's like school at home. So I don't really like doing the Zoom meetings with my teacher, only because you're at your house. I like doing like the assignments on the computer without my teacher or my classmates. Only because like you technically just, you can do what you want. Like if you have to go to a bathroom, you don't ask, you go to the bathroom. If you need water, you just go get water. If you want to like
go, I feel like that's the only pro about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in one of our shows?
Sure. I can totally.
So our next show is like a comedy. It's called America's Not Got Talent.
That's,
so we have a bunch of people doing really bad things. At the end, there's only one good one. Oh,
that's
people
funny.
That is
really funny. That's actually really good.
We also have a concession stand where we sell snacks, and we have a raffle.
That's cool. You know what? This is not really like acting, but this is something I did with my brother. It's like acting, but not acting. So we set up this wrestling thing. So my brother's bed, we have like a step stool for our bathroom. So we put it on so it's like stairs. And we went on brother's bed and we taped like a ball to like this scarf we have and taped it on a ceiling. So it's like the belt, you know, in wrestling when they have that belt on top. And then we had like a gift shop where we put all my brother's wrestling costume and toys in like that. And then we have like a popcorn area with water. It was really funny. And then
that's,
we gave
so cool.
My mom, my dad, and my babysitter like 20 fake dollars, and then they could like pay for it. It was so fun. And we dressed in funny costumes and I won. I'm not that surprised, not to be a show off, but it was like fake fighting. So like if he kicked me, it'd be a really light kick. Like it wouldn't hurt. But when he rips my hair, I scream. I hate that. I hate when he rips my hair. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Cause
I've
like,
never done that to you.
Also, I've been playing with Legos a lot. Like a lot. Have you been doing anything like that, like playing a lot?
We've been doing puzzles and reading books, but I don't think
we've been playing dolls.
Oh, I like playing dolls. And my family finished a puzzle, like, today. It's on our table today, but we didn't finish it today. It's, like, we finished it a week ago. And it's, like,
and all just these put on display.
Yeah. All of these Disney characters are in it. It's, like, a... It's more than 100 pieces, but we're missing 2 pieces.
That's so upsetting when you're almost done with the puzzle, and then you realize I'm missing a piece.
Exactly.
It's like goodness.
Yeah, it's like it's bigger than like it's like two board games piece, like two board games squished together makes it. Because it's like big, it's big. So when you're finishing and then you lose two pieces, you're like, oh my gosh, come on. Because you're like, I want to see what it looks like at the end fully, but then you don't. Yeah, so my brother been forcing me to play Legos, like forcing me, and then I have to play, and then I have to build a house, and
Do you have any strategies for a puzzle?
Well, I have a strategy, but then my dad has a strategy. So I'll say my dad's first. He always says, find like the end pieces, like the corners and like the bottom and the top, because then they flat.
That's what my grandma says.
The puzzle piece. And then like you build upwards, but I don't like doing that. I like to find pieces that go together. So like I start in the middle. I find pieces that go together.
I go up.
And then I build up from that.
That's a good strategy.
So it's like a small circle, but then it gets bigger and bigger until it's a square.
I find the color. I find two pieces that look most like they go together. And I do that by finding which ones match the colors. And then I put them together, and eventually they make the puzzle.
I agree with your dad. I go up by...
Oh. Yeah. So
wait, I'm allowed to talk.
Also, it's fine. Also, so like I had this frozen section that's like frozen, like Elsa and Anna and Olaf, like that. So they all those frozen pieces, they had like stars on them and it was white and blue. So I found all the white and blue with star pieces and I put them in a pile. Then after I find all of that, then I try to put it together. Also, another strategy, I don't usually do this, but you can, is taking all the faces, putting them in one section, and then when you figure out, like, a body, you can connect the face if you find it in the section with the faces. So, like, there could be the shoe section, a face section, a shirt section.
What if it's not people? What if it's just, like, colors and puppies?
Color-wise, like, colors also can work, too. But that's probably a little harder.
It's going to take a lot longer.
Yeah. You're right. You are totally right. So, I just got this new art kit. Because like you said, you like painting and doing art. So, I got this new art kit. And it doesn't have like that water paint. You know what I'm talking about? Where you have to get the paintbrush wet and then it's water. And they have to, like, use that.
Water paint?
Yeah, watercolors, that. When you get those in kits, it's so annoying because it, like, dries up and ruins your kit. So I had a whole kit where it's, like, markers, little pencils. Because you know when they have those, like, pencils, like...
Yeah, like that.
I sort of like them, but then I don't.
Hey. So
then it's like pencils, then it's crayons, and then it's markers, and then it's like the smaller markers from Crayola, you know what I mean? Yeah, so then we have that. And I like dolls, too. I like dolls. I also like squishies. Do you like
squishies? Squishies are fun.
Yeah. The only annoying thing is, like, my dog ate my favorite squishy. It's like a pear. And it's, like, the best one. The worst about squishy is when they're slow rising, but then they're so slow rising, then...
You have to wait forever.
And then you squish it again, and it's just like, I'm done. No, I'm not doing this again. That's the worst.
Yeah. That's why you squish really fast.
Yeah. So you need, like, the perfect squishy.
On different sides.
Yeah. So Shayna is with her sister Maya. Hello, Maya.
Konnichiwa.
That's her saying hi. Yes, that's her. So, what grade, Maya? What grade are you in?
First.
Okay, you're in first. My brother's in kindergarten, so we have like all these like matching and counting games for school, but like. my babysitter teaches him, but he also has stuff online, but it's more like videos to teach him. So it's way easier, like stuff like that.
I remember when Maya came home with all these math games and she wanted me to play with them.
Oh my.
She was so annoyed. They were everywhere and there were like counting beans all over the floor.
Yeah, I never played them.
Oh my gosh. See, math is getting way easier for me, so I'm like, I don't really care because I'm learning multiplication and division.
You are?
Way better.
I'm learning fractions.
Same. I'm learning fractions. Like, because I already learned multiplication and division, but I'm getting better at it because it's not like I just stop it, then go to fractions. Fractions is way harder only because you have to separate the fractions. I'm learning how to, like, separate fractions, you know?
Yeah.
Make them equivalent. Like that.
Equivalent fractions.
Yeah. So, it's like, eh. My brother's obsessed with action figures and cars and coloring. I said coloring.
Coloring's fun. Yeah.
It sometimes gets me overwhelmed coloring when I'm at the end because I feel like I'm forced to rush and finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sometimes happens to me and it's so annoying because I want to finish and be peaceful. But like,
I'm going upstairs.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
And action figures, when I say action figures, it really only means Barbies that are superheroes. You know when they have like the superheroes Barbies like a Batman, like a Barbie?
They're basically Barbies, but most of them
have muscles. They have muscles and they're superhero and they have more like flexibility.
Yes.
That's what I mean. He also loves Hot Wheels and monster trucks and video games. Oh my god. He's obsessed with his phone.
Yeah, run away.
The worst. He's obsessed with his phone too much. He's like acting so much different. So weird.
Same with my sister. All she does is sit in her bed and watch TikTok.
Oh. Yeah. So like, also, I just figured out we had Osmo in my house.
Oh, wow.
Game. Those are so fun, right?
Yeah.
I love Osmo. I also have these coloring pages. They're so fun, and they have different sayings. Like, one of mine says, keep calm and take a selfie. Do you see it right there?
Yeah, I see it. That's cool.
It's, like, so fun. And, like, one says, you are my sweet cup of tea. That's not really a saying, but it's just something fun to color. And then we have, it always seems possible until it is done. And then keep calm and take a selfie. Then we have catch the moment. And then we also have see your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Believe you can. And you are halfway there. Do it now. So, like, but that's, like, a saying on my wall. It's, like, a sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get color that. But I have all these colorings, like, those four that I colored. And it's a coloring book. So it's so fun. Because it's just common. Because it's not too much to color.
Yeah.
Like, some of it's too much. But most of it's just big places where you have to color in. And I'm fine
with that. And now I'm fine. When you color, you feel calm.
Yeah, because you're, like, taking a break from everything. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So, also, for school, you know what? For school, I have to catch up on, like, art in library. Like, there's assignments out of my classroom, and, like, I still have to do those, and I'm really nervous, but I'm also annoyed because, like, really, I don't have time to do that.
We don't usually get that for homework.
It's not really homework, but just like...
Yeah, it is. It's work you do at home.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And, yeah, so like... What's your favorite animal?
I have no idea. I think it might be a peacock or a giraffe.
Oh, that's cool. I like giraffes because they're so tall and they're like really pretty. I have a drawing or a painting, whatever you want to call it. It's like both of a giraffe. Yeah, this is.
Ooh, that's.
And it's like a, since people can't see it and you can, it's like a giraffe. And then it's like a giraffe's face, but then the back has like what the giraffe looks like with the neck and stuff. I was sort of rushing for the background because I did this a place in my town, like an art place in Roslyn.
I've heard of that place.
And it's like, it's fun. It's like art. So I was rushing out of, I was rushing because I like had no time left. And my babysitter was coming in like 2 minutes, and I was like, I was just like throwing on paint like really fast, like just putting my hand in the spots I need it. I also did a balloon, like hot air balloon painting.
I feel like those are really pretty.
Yeah, it's like here. It's the how do I explain? It's the beach, but like. Then, yeah, it's the beach, and then over the beach is hot air balloons.
What's the hot air balloon look like?
I'm going to show you right now, but other people aren't going to see, so I'm going to explain, but I'm going to put the microphone down so you can see it.
It's really pretty.
Thank you.
It looks like a sunset.
Thanks. And then we have a color wheel that I did, and it's a heart here. Let me show you. So the hot air balloons, like hot air balloons over a beach with like a sunset. And then I made like a heart, and then it's the color wheel. So let me show you, Christina, so no one else can see it.
Ooh! Complimentary colors.
Yep, I did that at the art place too. That was pretty fun. That was pretty fun. Yeah.
That's really fun.
Thank you. Have you been like dressing up? Like, oh, yeah. How are you doing the plays? Like,
so if someone out of the house wants to see the play, we make them, they can see it from FaceTime.
Oh, that's
or
nice.
From Zoom.
Yeah.
And the people who can actually go in the house with us see it from there.
So, like, for instance, you and Maya are the only people in the play, and then people can see it?
Yeah. So, like, our parents and our grandparents.
That's nice. So you and Maya will do the play by yourselves, and then everyone will watch it.
Yeah. It's fun.
That's nice. So, since you're doing America's Not Got Talent, that's hilarious. Maya's going to be doing multiple acts in your judging, or, like, is it something
actually, else? I think we're going to have two stuffed animals judging, because we don't have enough people for enough judges. And I think my sister's going to judge and do, like, one act, and then I'm going to do a bunch of acts.
Or you can be the judge, and then two stuffed animals will be the judge. And then you can, like, cut out paper, and then you rate them 1 out of 10, and you make this stuffed animal to hold it on the paper. And, like, Maya can dress up and do multiple acts, but it looks like she's different people because she's dressed up.
That's what – we're actually going to switch roles in that, and we're not going to use that. We're going to have a green button, a red button, and a yellow button.
So, like, yellow would be okay.
No,
yellow would be golden buzzer?
Yeah, yellow is the golden buzzer.
And then red is like, no, I don't like it. And then green is like safe.
You go to the next round.
Yeah, so safe. Green is safe. Want to wrap it up here?
Sure. See you next time.
I will see you
next time.
Next time, too. Bye.
You've been listening to Kid So Hard, a very special production of the Dad So Hard podcast. Kid So Hard is brought to you by Emily Dunleavy. To contact her directly, tweet us at Dad So Hard Pod using the hashtag Kids So Hard. Or you can drop us a line at dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, Kids So Hard. Visit us on Instagram or Facebook or on the internet at wearedadsohard.com.